Hi, this is Greg LeMond. Welcome to the VeloCast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the VeloCast Advent Calendar. Across 25 days, we will be selecting highlights, lowlights, and assorted points of interest from the always weird and occasionally wonderful 2020 pro cycling season. Had Beatrix Potter ever been asked to write a short story about a stage in the Giro d'Italia, she'd have struggled to come up with something so heartwarming as the tale behind door number 9. With a child on the way and facing a future without a contract, Alex Dowsett's solo win on stage 8 was emotional enough to bring a tear to the glassiest of eyes.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Alex Dowsett in social media had made it clear that he was still not sure he was going to make a living as a bike rider in, you know, 2021. Him and his partner, with an addition to the family in the way, were reassessing his options in terms of working. You know, was he going to go and work night shift at Asda, or was he going to ride a bike, or was he going to start, you know, something based on his fantastic social media output? Because I'm pretty sure he could have pivoted that in some way to make a living. But he was in a breakaway with Matthias Brandley, another superb time trialist on the same team as Dowsett. And either of those folk could have won. You know, that's the strength of having two time trialists is when you do the classic 1-2 over the top, you attack, get brought back. Somebody else attacks, gets brought back. Your teammate attacks, gets brought back. All of that comes into play because if you're a time trialist, the one thing you can do is stay away. And when, you know, on that corner, and we approached the finishing circuit again, Alex Dowsett jumped away. I've got to confess, I thought it was actually setting up the win for Matthias Brandley, because it was a long way out, you know. But Alex put his head down, went. Brandley behind did his absolute best to, you know, to try and control the chase. And when Dowsett finally crossed the line, I was absolutely in bits with happiness for him, because at that point you thought, you've got a job now. We didn't know if it would be with Israel Startup Nation, but somebody is going to employ you after you've won a stage at the Giro. And having been so open about the challenges that would face him if he didn't have a contract next year, there was a real sense of job done. I've followed Alex Dowsett for years. I mentioned before he was on the Flamcast show I used to do with Derek Troy, and Derek and him essentially just talked about car tuning and entirely ignored cycling. Lovely bloke. And it was just a sense of relief that somebody we know has got a job in the peloton. There are still fantastic riders out there, even now, who don't have contracts for next year. But thank goodness Alex Dowsett isn't one of them. And it was in a beautiful circuit because it was a hard climb where the folk who could climb better were capable of putting the time trialist to, you know, to the sword, into trouble. And then there were long descents and straight flat bits where the time trialists were able. So there was a real balance, a real tension in the chase. It was just a great stage of the Giro with, I've got to say, as a slightly biased Anglophone in this case, and I usually am not, I usually don't care what language a rider speaks or what country they come from, just Dowsett's such a nice bloke. I've got to say, I did have a wee tear in my eye.
And the thing about all of this that you haven't touched on there is the fact that between them, Dowsett and Brandley, almost messed it up. You talked about that initial attack from Dowsett where you expected it then to be that 1-2 where Brandley would go over the top, especially ahead of that really difficult climb where Salvatore Puccio from Ineos and Matthew Holmes from Lotto Soudal, who were also in the break, really put the two of them to the sword. And they were sitting in, what, fifth and sixth place by the time we got to that the top of that initial climb. And you think, goodness, you've got the numerical advantage here and you're going to completely stuff it up. But I think the two of them worked so well to bring themselves back. And the 1-2 did work on the second attempt where Brandley went on the attack this time. And as soon as he was brought back, Dowsett then put in that counterpunch and was, despite it being, you know, touch and go for a long time, was never seen again. I mean, he had a gap of, what, 50 seconds.
Yeah.
The second time they hit the bottom of that climb and it was halved by the top. But that first Grand Tour stage win for Israel's Startup Nation, as you say, John, was probably the difference between securing a new contract and being let go.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it definitely was. It's got to be said, I thought, with kind of 20, maybe 18K to go, my pick for the win was probably Salvatore Puccio. You know, he'd been strong on that day when Filippo Ganna won the road stage in the Giro. But Dowsett, he's a good rider. You know, he's won a stage in the Giro before, albeit a time trial stage and in very different circumstances. But he was motivated. He was in form. And he brought it home for the team. And the team, you know, backed that up by giving him a new contract. And they know how useful he is. He brings time trial and expertise, both in a kind of physical, but also in a technical respect about equipment and all that kind of stuff. He will, as you said at the time, actually, morph beautifully into a Tony Martin-type road captain where he can sit at the front for ages. And we've seen flashes of that already this year. And, you know, there's quite a lot of English speakers in the team. I think it'll mesh into a nice unit. I mean, fair enough, quite an elderly unit now for some of them. But for Alex Dowsett, I don't think we've seen the last of him. That win wouldn't be the last thing in his palmarès. I think he'll get his tail up for next year and we'll see a bit more for him, because he'll be so happy, so relieved to be a bike racer in 2021.
Join us again tomorrow as we open another pro cycling door. And if you're enjoying our cycling advent calendar selections, please consider subscribing to all our content at velocast.cc.